Foreword by Richard Tarnas, PhD. We all sense today that humanity and the Earth community have reached a tremendous crossroads, and the stakes can hardly be overstated. Ecological, spiritual, psychological, social, political. Pervading our era is an atmosphere of crisis, of radical transformation, perhaps a moment for the changing of the gods, as C.G. Jung put it near the end of his life. The fundamental principles and symbols that have governed our civilization are undergoing a profound revisioning. In this process, humanity seems to be going through a dramatic deconstruction of its old identity and worldview, a kind of symbolic dying and transformation that may be necessary to avoid more literal forms of dying and destruction. Because worldviews create worlds, and worldviews are shaped by our individual and collective psyches, our collective future depends on the willingness of enough individuals and communities to undergo that depth of transformation and awakening that can support our civilization's re-entry into the larger community of being from which modern Homo sapiens has imagined itself to be fundamentally separate. There is probably no one alive today who possesses as broad and profound a practical knowledge of the processes of deep psychological transformation and non-ordinary states of consciousness as does Stanislav Grof. For over 60 years, Grof has courageously worked with thousands of individuals as they explored their inner depths in the service of healing, spiritual awakening, liberating their minds and souls, and opening their doors of perception. The present work summarizes this extraordinary lifetime of experience and accumulated knowledge of a domain that most psychology and psychotherapy today has barely allowed itself to recognize, let alone explore and adequately understand. Grof's expanded cartography of the psyche, based on 6 decades of clinical experience and thousands of session reports, brought forth a new and much deeper understanding of the etiology of emotional and psychosomatic disorders. By introducing such concepts as COEX systems, basic perinatal matrices, BPMs, and the contents of the transpersonal domain of the unconscious, Grof was able to connect and integrate the ideas of Sigmund Freud, C.G. Jung, Otto Rank, Wilhelm Reich, as well as Carl Abram, Sandor Ferenczi, and Melanie Klein, among others, into a comprehensive understanding of the human psyche. On the one hand, Grof's careful analysis of different levels of the psyche and their role in the etiology of emotional disorders made it possible to see the correctness of Freud's basic intuition of the ways that unconscious memories of early life experiences and traumas shape the growing psyche. However, Grof's research also demonstrated that Freud's interpretations were compromised by his superficial model of the psyche, limited to postnatal biography and the individual unconscious. By recognizing the psychotraumatic impact of physical injuries, diseases, biological birth, and a wide range of transpersonal influences, ancestral, collective, racial, karmic, phylogenetic, and archetypal, Grof was able to provide much more plausible, clinically grounded explanations for many pathological symptoms and syndromes. Many of Freud's less convincing and problematic explanations for phobias, suicidal behavior, thanatos, vagina dentata, the castration complex, various sexual disorders, mysticism, and the oceanic experience could be corrected and given a larger context once one had broken free of his reductionist conceptual constraints. This radical expansion of our understanding of the human psyche and the intricate matrix of factors at work is a liberating theoretical clarification in itself. But it also opens new perspectives for self-exploration and psychotherapy by identifying a range of therapeutic mechanisms that can be used for skillful experiential therapy and self-exploration. While Groff has written numerous professional papers and books directed to the psychiatric and academic worlds, with the present work, he is directly addressing those many readers who are deeply committed to inward self-exploration and a deepening of their ordinary consciousness, the psychonauts of the encyclopedia's title. These are individuals who recognize that such an exploration and deepening cannot only serve their own healing and expansion of consciousness, but can contribute to the healing and transformation of the larger human and earth community in which we are all embedded. It has become clear to many that without such effective initiatory practices spread widely in our culture, too few people will have the opportunity to encounter those unconscious forces and deeper archetypal meanings and purposes that allow one entrance into a larger and souled cosmos and a trust in the powerful transformative energies that are already breaking through into the collective psyche, whether or not our mainstream executive ego structures are ready to process them. In the course of his long professional life, Groff has essentially managed to bring into the contemporary modern context the great initiatory practices of ancient and indigenous wisdom traditions. But, crucially, these have been rigorously integrated with precise psychiatric and psychoanalytic formulations based on decades of unparalleled clinical experience. Moreover, he has connected this research and experience with a wide range of revolutionary advances in other fields: quantum relativistic physics, systems theory, religious studies, anthropology, mythology, thanatology, archetypal astrology, esoteric studies, new paradigm thought in many fields, working closely with many leading authorities at these frontiers. The result is a work of a master teacher and healer that can serve us all as an invaluable and enduring source book of personal transformation for many years to come. Groff had no guidebooks or maps to begin with. He entered the depths of the underworld and the heights of the higher worlds and held the space for countless others to do so. Day after day, year after year, decade after decade. This was brave work, compassionate, skillful in the Buddhist sense, and brilliant. It eventually came to have relevance for many fields beyond psychology, for history, cosmology, philosophy of science, ecology, politics, peace movements, feminism, sexuality, and birth practices, as well as the evolution of consciousness. But it all began with Groff's quietly heroic work in the private crucible of psychotherapy, with individual women and men, often suffering and deeply disturbed. To this task, he brought a spiritual centeredness, patience, and wisdom forged through his own journeys of self-exploration. In time, Groff's work affirmed not only the sacred depths of the human psyche, but of the anima mundi itself, the soul of the world, the sacredness of all being. He trusted that great loss and trauma can unfold into great healing and spiritual awakening, that dying leads to new life. And he transmitted that trust to thousands of others who now carry on this crucial work throughout the world. Richard Tarnas, PhD, July 2018.